Good morning. I'm Ava Eisenbarth.
I'm Riley Rosenmeyer.
And I'm Marguerite Faulkner. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts. Thanks for joining us to hear the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This past week, we had our first big taste of real winter weather. With that, we want to remind you of a few policies the school has in place. In general, Garrigan and Seton follow the calls made by the Algona Community School System, though for busing reasons, when there's an early dismissal, we dismiss 15 minutes earlier than the time announced for public schools.
If there's an early dismissal, after-school activities are automatically canceled. On late start days, morning practices may be canceled or start 2 hours late. Students should check the remind texts for specifics of their activities. In most cases, if there's no school, all the day's activities are automatically canceled. Occasionally, though, if the weather changes, evening activities may go on as planned. Be sure to listen to updates on the radio about evening activities.
Parents and students generally receive texts about changes in the school schedule. Cancellations and postponements are also given here on KLGA, and you can also find them on the main page of the student website, bggoldenbears.org. Most changes can also be found on the school's Facebook page.
Sometimes parents wonder why there are more cancellations than there used to be. The big reason is that school districts cover much larger areas than they did in the past. Garrigan draws students from 25 miles away in every direction. The weather can be very different in different places, and the school makes decisions to keep the students safe.
This weekend, 15 Golden Bears are part of the District DECA competition. DECA is an organization that promotes business and leadership skills. Last year, all DECA competitions were held online, but this year, districts are in person tomorrow down in Gilbert, Iowa. The competitors took tests this past week, and they'll be making presentations and interviewing tomorrow.
Ben Gredeman and Sam Plath are entered in the Sports and Entertainment Marketing Division. Violet Bodie, Lily Dykey, Brendan Plath, and Ella Schaaf are in Entrepreneurship. Isabel Casey is competing in Accounting Applications. Sam Gredeman is in Principles of Business Management and Administration. And Mai Kemna is entered in Food Marketing.
Ava Huff and Avery Lichter are competing on the Travel and Tourism team. Brooke Ludwig is entered in Hotel and Lodging Management. Molly Peterson is in Apparels and Accessories Marketing. And Zach Warren is in Restaurant and Food Service Management. Finally, there's Riley Rosenmeyer, who's entered in Human Resource Management. Good luck to all the Garrigan entries at District DECA.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team competed in the Spirit Lake Invitational Tournament. A group of Garrigan freshmen did exceptionally well. They made playoffs and ended up in third place in their division. Congrats to Sam Gredeman, Thad Kolash, Elena Borman, Brooke Ludwig, and Molly Peterson.
The Quiz Bowl team also competed in the Winter 3-2-1 online contest last week. 14 Golden Bears were part of that competition, with Sam Plath, Xander Darling, Meredith Tigges, Ben Gredeman, and Marguerite Faulkner at the core of the group. The group got a score of 268, which is about the same as they did last year when they were the top team in Iowa. They should find out right before Christmas how they did compared to top Quiz Bowl teams around the country.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Grant Hoagland. Here to tell you about him is Xander Darling.
Grant Hoagland is a year-round athlete. His biggest accomplishments have probably been in basketball, where he's one of the varsity starters this year, and he's also played AAU ball. Grant also plays football, and over the years, he's kept busy with baseball and track. He challenges himself with tough classes like math analysis. Grant will be off to college next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Xander. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a youth basketball tournament today at Garrigan. And then, tonight, the staff have their annual Christmas party.
Tomorrow is the third Sunday of Advent. Also tomorrow, there's the district's DECA competition in Gilbert.
We'll have an Advent prayer service at school Monday morning. That night, the JJV boys basketball team will host Estherville Lincoln Central. Then on Tuesday, the JV and varsity teams host Garner Hayfield Ventura.
The dance squad will serve a chili supper at Tuesday's game. We will also have Advent reconciliation services during the day on Tuesday.
Next Wednesday night, the junior high and high school choirs will have their Christmas concert. Thursday, there's JJV basketball with the Bears hosting North Union.
Next Friday, the JV and Varsity Bears will play North Union at Armstrong. Finally, next Saturday, Garrigan will host the big crosstown basketball games with Algona High.
There's a baseball and softball fundraiser meal at the Algona Games, and we'll announce the new inductees to the Sports Hall of Fame that afternoon.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.